Welcome, welcome to the God Over Ashes Weekly Devotional. It's Holy Week, and today is Good Friday, April 7th, 2023. Thank you for listening. So, you've probably been inundated this week with emails and messages and app alerts, social media posts about a more of awareness of Jesus, who Jesus is and was, and that's great. These things tend to ebb and flow with different phases, holidays, seasons, popularity comes and goes. And that's fine. I would just encourage you to remain steadfast in your walk, to continue to seek the Lord in your own quiet time, to read His Word. God will speak to you through His Word, as well as through trusted, true friends, and maybe sometimes totally random strangers too. God is also with us in nature. He's here in the natural world. He made it. Many people seek the natural world and they find something impersonal. And that's not true. The natural world is actually very personal. And it's one of God's ways of reaching out to us, to our human minds and hearts. A tangible experience. So I want to talk a little bit about trust and worry, and that really is Jesus has come to the cross and has been beaten, tortured, mocked, falsely accused, and put to death. Remember that He willingly gave up His life. He had the choice at any time to put a stop to things, and He chose to do the Lord's will and to make a way for us. So Holy Spirit, we thank You. We ask You to come now. And we thank You, Jesus, for Your sacrifice. One that we could never repay. Help us to keep our eyes on the things above. The bigger picture. And thank You that You say to us, come to Me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We need rest, and in order to rest, we need to have trust. So help us to sit back and relax and trust You. I notice that You don't say, come to Me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you answers. You said You would give us rest. So help us to receive that rest, even when we don't have the answers that we want or we think we want. Thank You for building our trust. Help us to continue to walk with You, to seek You, to welcome You deep into our hearts, to choose You, to be quiet with You, and to recognize You, that we could remember the truth that You have put in our hearts, and that the lies of the world, the pain of the world, could be lifted off and surrendered to You to make room for the seeds to grow and to bear fruit. That we could have a freedom and an uplifting and opening and a blossoming of what is Your love and Your calling on our lives. I thank You, Jesus. Heavenly Father, You are a good Father. Help me to trust You, to trust Your plan. That whenever I have fears or worries or burdens, just point me in that direction. That Your Son came, that Your Spirit is with us all the time to show us the way and to remind us that we can release these things to You. And not waste our time and energy on it. that all we have to do, it's really so, so simple, is come to you and receive your rest. Receive your love, your blessing, your total protection, your peace. You are a good, good Father. I ask you, Lord, to bless the listeners, that you would impart your spirit to them more than ever, more. I say more, Lord. And I receive it. In Jesus' name, amen.